Hey.
Yo.
Hey. I'm doing great. How are you? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. My goodness.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You know, all the very best for a wonderful, happy, healthy, successful, great year ahead to you. This is Amanda's birthday. And being Amanda's birthday, we want to all congratulate her for making it this far. No, we want her.
Yeah, actually, I think you should. Yeah. Life is crazy, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
So how you doing?
I'm here, Oda.
How you doing?
Good, yeah. You know, I've had that question a lot of times today from people. So how does it feel being 43? I'm like, no different.
43, you're a kid.
Yeah.
43?
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't feel like it, though, when you're actually 43, right? No matter how old you are at the time, you always think, oh, I'm getting old. But it's not until you get much older that you look back and think, I shouldn't have said that, really, when I was younger.
When I'm 43, and that was when I'm 64. That was a Beatles song, right? Yeah. When I'm...
Yes.
That was 64. You got a ways to go. You're good. Yeah.
Ah, thank you very much.
Anything special planned for the birthday today? Anything?
It's been a very, very lovely day. I had family come over and spoil me, cook for me, bought me a beautiful cake.
A cake? Yeah, what? Your cake of what? A beer?
A cake. Cake.
Oh, cake. Oh. Oh.
Yes.
I got excited there for a minute. Well, what cake? No, cake is good. Cake is good.
Yeah.
What kind of cake?
Would you like some cake?
I'm the official cake.
Excellent.
I am. Yes.
A
what kind of cake?
It's not a birthday about cake. It's
what
actually
kind of cake?
A chocolate cake. Now, usually I don't go for a chocolate cake. My traditional cake would be, you know, like a vanilla type of sponge with a fruity filling with cream and a cream coated on the outside of the cake with maybe fruit on it and stuff and all sorts. But I also like a coffee cake or what's the other one? Carrot cake. I like carrot cake with no carrots. Mm. What's the deal with that? Mm. That's weird, right? Yeah, there's lots of cakes I like. But so this chocolate cake is phenomenal. Once I tasted it several years ago, that was it. I was hooked. So every birthday, my family always try to make sure that they buy me that exact cake that I love so much, and it's so worth it. Oh, not too rich, not too sweet, and it's so smooth and just, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So,
Send me a piece. I want a piece of this cake. I want a piece of this cake.
I think you should try.
You know?
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And oh my God, you know, it's already, what time is it there?
It is 11:04 p.m.
So we have an hour left of your birthday. God, we got to get some people on here to wish you a happy birthday. We got somebody who I think floating down the river somewhere in North Carolina in a storm. Elisa, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't blow away yet.
Hey, buddy.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'm so glad I get to speak to you on your birthday.
I know, right?
They say it's your birthday. You're going to have a good time.
Hell yeah.
You know.
Hell yeah.
This is a rare
one. I toast to you and cheers all the way across the pond in North Carolina.
You.
We didn't float away yet, but we're working on it.
How was it done? You getting rain, so forth down there and over there, wherever.
Actually, I'm surprised, Andy. Today was not bad, but this evening it seems to be picking up and getting worse as the night goes on. It's 6 o'clock here now, and the rain has picked up. So I don't like that. I don't like the storm at night, but there's nothing you could do about that. So it is kind of picking up right now. I don't know what the forecast is for later, but It's been off and on all day, and not too windy, but the wind has picked up in the last 2 hours. That's a little bit of a concern to me. I don't like that, but
yeah,
it is what it is. I didn't float away
tight,
yet.
Buddy. I'm tight. I'm sure it's going to be okay.
Yeah, it'll be fine. The lights didn't go out yet. We got power, so as long as we got that, we're good.
Is it a full-fledged hurricane coming ashore there now?
Well, they're saying tropical storm, and it actually, this is the fourth time it's hit inland. You know, it's been going back and forth. I mean, it's just crazy.
Between your house and the water?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, exactly. Well, it hit Myrtle Beach earlier today. You know, Myrtle Beach is like 4 hours southeast of us because we're not on the coast.
Yeah.
And then it was coming up Myrtle Beach into Wilmington, and now it's coming back further inland. So it's just been going. This is one of the craziest storms, hurricanes I've seen in the last couple of years.
Wow.
It just keeps going back and forth between the land and the ocean. And
maybe
we'll
you can't decide
happens.
Where to live. It's kind of like, oh, I like it inland. Oh, I like it by the ocean. Where am I going to settle?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It seems like every 3 hours it keeps switching. It's going, you know, in a northeasterly direction, then it's in a northwesterly direction. And it's like, okay, decide which direction you want to go in. And the outer bands are really far and wide. I mean, because we're 3 hours from the coast, and if you see where the eye of the storm is, like Myrtle Beach, Wilmington, but the outer bands are coming all the way, like, into Raleigh, Greensboro area where we are. We're, like, 2 to 3 hours inland. So that's pretty wide bands when you're talking from Wilmington, North Carolina, into Raleigh, Greensboro, in further inland.
Mm. Man.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're here on the Andy and Amanda show. And hey, listen, we can't have a birthday without having a birthday special. So we can't have this is a very special show. I think we need to let our audience around the world know what we are doing here today. This is not just a regular Andy and Amanda show, but it is the, let's see.
Love it.
That was so unexpected. I'm like, wow, thank you. Oh, that's adorable. That's ending my day just so wonderfully. Thank you so much.
Well, just wishing you truly all the very, very best. And maybe this year we'll be able to meet. You know, folks, for those of you, many of you maybe who don't know, I mean, a lot of you probably joining our show here via live or podcast not live. Well, we're live. You know what I'm saying? We're here. We're not. We are live. We're as opposed to the alternative. We're here. You know, but we're not broadcasting. 330. No, I mean, we're not broadcasting live. But those who are hearing the podcast were obviously pre-recorded. And you might not know that this is, I think, episode, I don't know, I forget the number, but episode 460, 70 or something like that. Doing this for 2.5 years, Amanda and I have never met, nor have we met our coordinator who introduced us, Cornell Butler, who's, I'm sure he's going to be joining us here in a few minutes, and we've never met. So this is a really very unique radio show in that we connect the USA and the, where are you again?
France. The Eiffel Tower.
Are you on the French Riviera?
Yes. How did you know?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, wouldn't it just beautiful, sipping some wine. Oh yes.
Yeah, I forget where exactly you are. You're in.
My memory is not as good.
No.
Oh, let me help you with that. I'm in England, UK, in Gloucestershire, Cheltenham.
Okay. Are you anywhere near?
All of those.
Chichester. Mm-hmm. What's the name of the university? Because Sheffield. Sheffield. Are you near Sheffield? Sheffield.
Oh no, Sheffield's quite some distance away. It's kind of like in the middle of England. Sheffield's more towards the top. But yeah.
Because a very good friend of mine. A really, really good friend. As a matter of fact, we dated years ago. Very good friend from way back. Her daughter just got a job as a professor at Sheffield University, I think it's called. So going over. Yeah, so she's going over there for 3 weeks to visit her. And I thought, man, I got to check out with Amanda to see who that is in relation to, you know, to where Amanda is, you know. But with any luck at all, maybe this year we will be able to meet for the very first time. That would be really, really phenomenal. We have another caller here. Let's see who else is joining our party here on the Amanda Love Birthday Show here. Hello, you are on the Andy and Amanda Show, and who do we have the pleasure of having on board with us?
Hi, it's Andrew Huntinger. Just wanted to call in and say happy...
Oh, Andrew!
Yeah! My God, it's been... Whoa! Yeah.
Wow! It is so good to hear your voice!
I am so happy to be able to say hi, another year, right? I hope it's the best year for you.
And, another trip around the sun. Yeah, I'm very blessed to be alive. I'm grateful to be alive, at least. And I mean, that age stuff, I joke about it. I don't really take it seriously because I feel young at heart and I'm going to carry that with me always, as much as I can anyway. You never know. We'll see in 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
But,
or 30 when you get to be my age. So, yeah.
Oh, yes. Absolutely, darling. Wait, you can't be that old. I'm not going to ask you to reveal your age on the show because that's just, you know. But so good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Miss you guys and hopefully be able to get back on and talk to you a little more. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be absolutely wonderful. I look forward to hearing about all your stuff you've been working on and everything like that. It's going to be so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Andy, how are you?
Been doing great, thanks. Yeah, been really busy with the show. Show's doing really well. Our numbers are going way up, both in North America and around the world. We're gaining new countries, and the music biz has been great too. It's great to be out playing in front of live audiences once again. It's been a long haul the last couple of years or so, and I'm getting out there, getting some bookings, doing some traveling, writing some new tunes, getting another album under the way. So the music biz is doing great, and the radio show is really making some moves. We're looking to get the show sooner than later. We're going to be upping our reach soon, and also we're looking to join a radio network, a broadcast radio network. In the near future. Yeah, so we're looking to do that. We're putting the channels, so to speak. We're putting the channels together to make that happen. Sometime in the fairly near future, not tomorrow, so to speak, but pretty soon we're going to be looking at going on real radio. And so we might, and with show might, in that process, we might be undergoing a few changes, nothing significant. We want to keep the, kind of the, you know, what the show, I don't know what the show is, actually. That's a good question.
I guess we want to try and keep the true essence of who we are, but you never know.
This is
I just want to establish, for once and for all, this is a live radio program.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for that. You know, sometimes I forget.
Can I ask a question? You guys have been working together, right, for some time. Have you ever worked in the same room?
No.
Never. We've never met.
I was going to – that was my next question, yeah. So that's really amazing. That is so cool. So you're traveling a bit more. So maybe a trip over the pond, right, to go see Amanda for her birthday, perhaps. Aww.
Wouldn't that be, that would be wonderful. Yeah, we're looking at – that would be – you know, there is a possibility, and this is all kind of in discussion, and who knows where it's going to go, bouncing all over the place here. But there is a possibility that if we got picked up by one major satellite radio network, that Amanda would actually come to the U.S. and we would do the show live from here, from a real – from a studio, from, you know, where we'd
all
be together in a group with the producer and some people to help us with the pre- and post-production duties that we're all kind of doing ourselves right now. But then Amanda would come over here on a visa, and we'd actually be it was similar to the Howard Stern show, you know, similar to that show where they –
It would be great.
And I understand – I don't follow the Howard Stern show. I remember him back in the 80s, and that was kind of when I dropped off. But I understand that he is working out of his basement now or something like that on a remote and – because of COVID, or I don't really know. I don't want to but that's what I heard. But we would actually be in the same studio together and, you know, working across from each other. And that would be – also, the crazy thing about this, and kind of Amanda and I, we've done so many shows together. And even our first show together, we just had this chemistry, I think, where, you know, it's hard to – you know, being 8,000 miles away and having never met and being behind individual microphones, one would say, well, how do you know – how do you not speak over each other or not know when somebody's going to speak or something? And it's just been this incredible rapport that we've developed over time where we, even though we're not together, you would almost think we are because the space we give each other when we're each saying something over our respective microphones 8,000 miles apart. It's pretty cool.
Yes, I know, right?
And there are, you know, there's...
So 85,300 people are listening.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Included in the chicken sisters. Oh, Andrew, we keep playing the clip about the chicken sisters, and it just cracks me up every time Andy plays it, so I just had to throw that in because as soon as I hear the voices, the chicken sisters!
Yes. They might be joining us a little later. We might get the chicken sisters on the show. They're always welcome to join our show.
Well, you let me in, so hey.
Yeah.
Andrew, how have you been doing? What's going on? What's going on in your life, in your world? It's been a while. How you been?
Yeah, been well. You know, still filming, still working, and looking to get some more product out there in next year. And it's really busy. You know how this works. You do a lot of things, and then things all come together at once, and they come out. So.
Yeah.
Just kind of waiting for these things to be completed and out there. But I'm I'm doing well. And as you said, with COVID kind of passing by, it's not leaving us, but it's nice to get back to a little bit of normal, right? As you said, Andy, and getting out and doing your thing. But you guys have to do it in Philadelphia. So if Amanda comes over, I'd love to have it done in Philly. That'd be great if you guys could meet. But Andy, you'd have to travel from LA.
If Philly's my hometown, you know, I'm born and raised.
Yeah,
it'd be great. And I'm doing some shows there. Maybe you'll come out. I'm doing a show for the Philadelphia Folk Song Society. They produce the Philly Folk Festival, and I'm doing a guitar workshop for them as well. And then I'm playing a place called the Mermaid Inn in Chestnut Hill.
Ooh,
I know. Yeah, I'm playing the Mermaid. I'll let you know, Andrew, when that is. It'd be great to have you come out. I'm doing a show with a guitar player, and we have never rehearsed. You know, we played together a few times. He's an amazing, amazing electric guitar player. He's like a combination of Mark Knopfler and Eric Clapton and He's incredible, and we complement each other really well. I play acoustic, he plays electric. We've never rehearsed. We've been on NPR radio together. We've done concerts together, and we have never, ever rehearsed one tune. We just get together, and we just start playing. And you know, the houses we play, Phil, you know, it's Andy Kimball and E.B. Hawkins together. And it's a great – as a performer, it is – because we have no idea where we're going to go, what songs we're going to play. And bam, an hour and a half later, people are still more and more and more. You know, we're like, okay, we'll keep going. But I'm planning on a Mermaid Inn show with myself and very special guitar player, E.B. Hawkins, who's just wonderful, wonderful. And I look forward – anytime we get a chance to play together, it's just magical. And so much look forward to it. Not that I mind my solo shows. That's kind of what I do. But when EB and I get together, it's very, very special. It makes me want to put in a full band. I want to put a full band together. I want like a great, you know, a really hot, so to speak, bass player that can keep up with EB and I, and maybe like a percussionist or a drummer, you know, that can really fit in, because we just go. You know, we just go, and you need special musicians that can just kind of listen in and see where we're going, what we're doing, and play. And, you know, it would be like a combination of Grateful Dead and Fish, you know, right in there. I'm not a Grateful Dead head, whatever. I admire and respect what they do and like listening to them occasionally. But if I had to say, what do we sound like together? Yeah. It would be right in that jam band, Grateful Dead kind of feel. You know what I mean? It's very cool. Yeah.
No, that sounds like a lot of fun.
I will be there. I definitely will be there.
Oh, I will, Andrew. That would be terrific. I'll let you know when that is. Do you know that Amanda is a really accomplished composer herself? I mean, really very, very good, amazing composer.
To me, this is a great idea. You got two great musicians. You go on the road, do your show, right? Play some music. You get yourself a great act there.
Aww.
It could be cool.
I don't know if I'm brave enough to do it, but... I mean, Andy praises me, bless him, so much, but I'm not in the same kind of category as he is. I mean, he's just incredible with his guitar and what he does. And I'm just like a wannabe on the sidelines, like, you know, just like, hey, I just love creating music. But, bless. He's so good.
Well, I think we should play an Amanda Love song. It is your birthday. Let's take a listen. Here's Amanda Love's song, Highway to Heaven. Great, great composition.
Thank
she sings,
you.
She plays, she composed the whole thing. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
No.
Awesome. Isn't that great?
Thank you.
That's just great. The chord changes are fabulous. Those transitions are just really, they just grab you. You know, really well done. Very well done.
Aw, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate that.
Let's see who else we have coming on to join us here on the Andy DeMandrea Show.
Julia Child presents.
Who?
Wait a minute. Chicken Sisters.
There they are.
Miss Broiler, Miss Fryer, Miss Roaster, Miss Capernet, Miss Stewart, and old Madam Hen.
Thank you.
Oh,
welcome
aboard. That's so wonderful. Did they actually bring some chicken with them? Because I wouldn't mind that.
Oh, you know, we still got to do. We'll do it next week. We'll pick it up. Last week we were calling. We made random calls to people in Florida. Didn't we? Was that last show? That was last show, right?
Yeah.
Yes, last show.
That was fun. And then we were going to call Popeyes. We were going to call Popeyes and what's the other one called? Kentucky Fried KFC, whatever. And connect the two of them. Let them debate who has the best chicken. Yeah.
Oh yes.
That makes for good radio.
Oh, it does. Oh, man. Yeah, that would be something. That would be something.
Yeah.
I was a chicken fiend.
When we were kids, a neighbor of mine, this is before conference calling and all the options on your phone that you have today, you know, and actually the manager of my high school band was like one of these electronic gizmo kids who played wired things, made things up, just playing with wires and switches and coming up with these cockamamie inventions all the time. And one of the things he did, he had two phone lines in his house, in his family. I guess you're about 14 years old or so, 15 maybe. And so what he did is he went behind the wall and grabbed the phone lines and put them on a switch so he was able to connect to the two phone numbers. And we were able to connect. And we did when we were some, and we connect two people who didn't know each other, and we would just sit back and listen.
Oh,
hello?
That's so funny.
Hello. Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's
can I help
right
you?
There.
Well, can I help you? Why, my phone rang. No, my phone rang. No, you, it's impossible because my phone rang. I answered it. Well, my phone rang. I answered it. And we would do things like we'd call two different airlines. You know, we'd call Delta, TWA. No, this is Delta. No, it's not. It's TWA. It's Delta.
Oh my goodness.
And one time it connected an airline. I think it was TWA at the time, with somebody in Philadelphia. And we would wait for the phone to ring, bam, then we'd patch in the second phone line. And some of them were so funny that we actually had to remove the mouthpiece from the phone so they wouldn't hear us laughing. I mean, we were just on the floor. We could have made an album. I swear, we could have made a record if we went back and called these people and say, hey, can we put you on? It could have been a comedy album, I'm telling you. One time we connected an airline with somebody in Philadelphia somewhere. And the person answered the phone. Hello, this is TWA. I go nowhere. Well, this is TWA. I said, oh boy, the airline business must be really rough. If you got to call us to see where you want to go.
Oh, that's hilarious. That is so funny.
or we call, you know,
or
we find, if you can imagine, we would call a phone. We used to use the phone book, and we'd call people who had the same address, two different phone numbers, like a kid's line and the parents' line, or whatever. And we connect
them. Oh, my goodness.
And sometimes we do this, and they would never know. They'd have a conversation and never know that we connected them. Like they'd call the kid's number. And the kid would answer the phone. The parents would answer the phone. They'd say, oh, good. Yeah, just letting you know dinner's ready. Okay, I'll be right down. And we'd be like, okay. One time we called a carpet, an Armenian carpet store with somebody in the same neighborhood who we called the carpet store, and we called and we connected them. Bing, hello, hello. Yes, sir, carpets. Oh, yeah, hi. I want to know if you still had that blue carpet that was hanging. And we're like, give me a break. Oh, yeah, it's still here. Okay, I'd like to come down and I want to come down and take a look at that. I'm very interested. Okay, well, you know, but we should have gotten a commission check. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? But it was funny. It was funny.
Oh,
And then, of course, after the options came in and caller ID and all that kind of stuff came in, we couldn't do it anymore. We had to stop.
Of course. Cool. Oh, that was full of fun. Yeah.
You know who did? Actually did an album at the time, very similar, with the same concept. But we didn't know it at the time. A comedian by the name of Steve Allen. who I think was the who hosted the Tonight Show before Carson did, if I'm mistaken, or had a show called the Steve Allen Show. But Steve Allen actually put out an album, put out a record album with the same concept, where he just took strangers and he would call them or whatever. And funny as can be. We have another guest call on the line with us right now from wait a minute, I'll tell you where. Hold on a second. Let me tell you where this call is coming from because it's blinking on and off here. Where's this call coming in from?
Mars.
Here we go. Cornell. It's Cornell.
Hey, happy birthday, Amanda.
Hey, bro. Thanks so much, darling. How are you?
Happy birthday. Hey, Andy. Happy birthday.
Yo.
Thank you, love. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. How's everybody?
Oh, we're doing good. It wouldn't be the show wouldn't be that good without you here. It's just made the birthday special. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Happy birthday to you, Andy, too.
Yes, Amanda and I celebrate our birthdays together.
Yes, we do. We celebrate many things together.
Don't we, though?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, what's your plans for your birthday?
Oh, it's been an absolutely beautiful day. I was telling Andy and everybody that. There's that image in my mind again, Andy. Mm. You remember what I showed you?
Oh, yes. I sent you a picture of my mankini, didn't I, Amanda, a while back?
Yes, you did, actually. Yes. Yeah, I
should have worn it for your birthday show. I should have taken a picture. I've yet to put that on.
The world is not seen you and Amanda we discussed.
Yes, Amanda introduced me to this. For those who don't know, I didn't know what it was. I had no idea. So Amanda's – this is 2 years ago, whatever. Amanda's telling me about this. Can you believe it's been that long? And so Amanda's telling me about this bikini for guys. It's called a mankini. And I'm like, a what? So I looked it up on the internet, and it was like $3. Well, it's a piece of string, you know? But I figured I'd order it.
Ew.
It's like Tufloss, isn't it?
It's like, And I took it out of the package when it came in, and I took a picture of it, and I sent it to Amanda. I said, you really want me to wear this? You want me to put this on?
She was looking for the package. What did you say? This can't be it, right, Andy?
I opened the envelope. It's like a piece of. I'm like, this is like. There's nothing here. It's like,
you say you open up the envelope.
Ding bat.
Yeah, right. It came like an envelope. It's like a piece of spaghetti.
And in all fairness, when I saw the picture of it.
Yes.
And you hear that, everybody's like, doing, 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 doing.
And in all fairness, when I saw the picture of it out of its packet, even I was shocked because obviously I've seen people wear them in pictures and that was shocking enough. But to actually see it like that was like, wow. Yeah, I'm not surprised you don't want to put it on.
You wear that just to wash your mirrors in the house. Okay.
Yeah, I tell you, you've got to be mega confident to wear something like that, and hats off to anybody who can do it, but that's just something else.
The crowd is still waiting. If Trump had won the election, my commitment was to actually wear the mankini for a day. I think I was going to wear it for that show, I remember, and I was so hopeful. And we kind of knew how it was going to turn out, but I was like, please, please don't let Trump win this election.
Yeah, right.
But the crowd was waiting for me to put this thing on. Yeah.
I know. You had a whole following of mankini fans and believers and Andy Kimball fans that were saying, oh, we'd like to see him in a mankini.
Hey, yes. Hey, Amanda, we have somebody else want to sing for you on the show. Come on. You're on the show. You have a song for Amanda. Do it to it. Here we go.
Hey, Mr. Nico Baka Baka Deepa. I like the way that you Baka Deepa. I like the way that you Baka Deepa.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you. You know, my Bobsy Bop took some work, you know. Every day.
I believe.
Yes. I'm jealous.
No, don't say that. That's Cornell's song. He lent it to me.
Oh. Yeah, definitely. A celebration. Hey, Andy, you should let Amanda pick the song that she want to hear on the Andy and Amanda show.
You know, if I could choose any song to play right now, it would be Nina Simone, Feeling Good.
Ooh.
Mm.
You know, it's real classy, edgy, sultry, yeah, kind of kind of song.
I like when you say that. Wow. Do it again. I like that. That was nice. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh man.
Okay.
What's the Feeling Good? Is that Nina Simone? I remember that. Is that what it is?
Yeah. And yeah. I'm feeling good.
Yeah,
such a wonderful song. Amazing. There's been so many cover versions of that as well, hasn't there, over the years by so many people. What's his name? Michael Bublé, that band, what are they called? They're very big. The band begins with P or something like that. They did a song for the Twilight movies, and I can't think what their name is. Damn it! Yeah, but there's so many cover versions of that song. It's just so good. You see,
wow.
Yeah. It's a
nice
classic.
Tune.
Yeah.
It is.
Isn't it? I can put that on and genuinely feel good when I hear it. It has that power. That magic.
Yes.
Oh, you better feel good.
I recommend it for, you know, all couples out there. If you want to make your partner feel good, put that song on.
Well, I'm going to play it.
Excellent. Yeah, play it for your wife, darling.
Yeah, definitely. Well, man.
Yeah.
She's a fan. She's a big fan.
Oh, bless her. How's she doing? She good?
Oh, she's doing excellent, man. Her and Queenie, they doing their thing, man.
Your girls.
Yes, my two girls. And they drive me nuts. Like, I'm just playing. And you look
You were so quick to say, I'm just playing, and that was hilarious.
Yes. She wished you a happy birthday on social media.
Oh, so no, bless her. You know, literally, I haven't had much opportunity to pull myself away from everybody today to, like, go on to Facebook and places like that to say thank you to everybody. I literally have to play catch-up, and I make sure I thank every single person that ever leaves me a message, and always do every year. And so I should
be
doing that.
You're better than me. Yeah. Sometimes... but I do.
I tell you, Amanda,
I
was going to send you a very special gift, and I was actually going to send you a Tesla Model 3.
Oh, really?
Happy birthday. Mm-hmm.
You're a lying, dog faced pony soldier. You said you were, but you're now you got to be honest.
let me guess. It was a picture you found on the internet and you haven't sent it yet.
She only knows me.
Happy
birthday.
Thanks.
Okay,
I'll try and manifest it by staring at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, bless. Yeah. Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Hey, and for those of you, our audience should know, Cornell, who's in Delaware, introduced Amanda and I, and none of us have ever met each other. Even Cornell and Amanda never met. And Cornell, you know, I'm in L.A., and Amanda is in
Eiffel Tower at the moment.
Eiffel Tower over there in the U.K.
Yeah.
And Cornell is And Cornell, you're here. You're
in Delaware, the largest growth in population.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you got a sound clip. Excellent.
Wow. Thank you, Andy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cornell makes this program happen. He finances us with tasty cakes. With
a trillion 600 billion worth.
He does.
A trillion 400 billion worth. Out of a trillion 400
$6 billion. It's hard to even say it. It's so much. And by the way, it costs a lot of money.
Yes,
and what people don't realize is he actually gets fit while he's doing it. You know, you know those machines that are hooked up to like computers that you have to pedal to make them work?
Yes.
He does that behind the scenes to make the show happen.
Yeah.
And Queenie is next to him on a treadmill.
Yeah, right? Joe Richmond texts me and say happy birthday to you.
Who?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you text?
He texts me and say happy birthday. He say he's out of the country. Want to say happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Joe has been a visitor on the show.
Joe.
Yeah, for those of you who probably don't know who he is, Joe's been on the show. He is a former member of the Harlem Globetrotters, Washington Generals basketball teams. He was a referee for the Globetrotters and a coach for the New Jersey Generals and is currently an ambassador to the great Philadelphia 76ers basketball team. And it's great having him. He stops by the show. Okay. Hey, Andrew, I got a question for you. You see there? Eagles, what do you think? Philadelphia Eagles football team, what do you think?
I'm still on the Mancini.
Andrew, I'm so glad you're still there. Honestly, it went that quiet from you. I didn't know if you'd actually left the show or if you were still there.
No. The Eagles are – I'm very psyched. I mean, I'm a big fan. And, you know, I'm not getting over confident. But, you know, it's looking good so far. So I love them when they're bad. I love them when they're good. I'm a Philly fan at heart. We suffer pretty well.
Same here.
So,
speaking of which, the Phillies were like looking good for a wild card, but they had to win 8 out of the last 10 games on the road or something like that. Are they still on the wild card hunt, or do they fall off it? Do you know the Phillies?
They're close to falling out. Very close. I mean, they lost a few in a row and they've gone through a patch. So, you know, once again, you know, Philadelphia fans, you know, we do love to suffer, as you know, Andy.
Unreal.
So, but, you know, we won a couple of years ago with the Eagles, and that was great. And hopefully, again, we'll have a parade. Not in a
You will. Yeah. I'm really very incredibly impressed. I'm in L.A. and I've subscribed to, you know, I can watch stream the games, you know, the whole NFL, and I just, you know, then I cast it from my computer to my big screen TV so I can watch it on the TV screen, you know. But I try to watch as much as I can. I also listen to Merrill Reese when I can. I subscribe to the NFL.
Yeah.
And Merrill Reese, and again, we're talking to a national and international audience here. Merrill Reese is the guy who calls the Philadelphia Eagles football games in Philadelphia, and he's a one and only. He's amazing. He just gets so psyched and so inspiring, and he's just wonderful the way to hear him announce the Eagles game. So sometimes I turn the sound down on the TV and turn his voice up, although they're not synced, but it's okay just to hear Merrill. But I got to tell you, from the games I've seen, what is it, 3 so far undefeated, the Eagles are looking very good. Their offensive line is like, man, where did they come from? And what's the guy's name? Who's the quarterback? Not Paul McCartney.
That would be hilarious, actually, seeing Paul McCartney on the
field. Chuck, not Chuck, Dave, not Dave. I'll get it. Hurts. Jacqueline Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, yeah.
Jalen. No, Jalen. Right, it's a guy. not Jacqueline. Jalen Hurts. He is coming into a level of play that it just blows me away. I mean, just he's talented. He thinks he's accurate. He makes great decisions. And then he's got an amazing offensive line in front of him. And these guys are just no tomorrow. And then how about that defense? 9 sacks last weekend?
Yeah.
9
yeah.
sacks that, against their former quarterback, Carson Wentz?
Exactly. Yeah, that was fun. And going back to McCarthy, I think if the Beatles had a football team, he would probably be the most likely to be the quarterback. So
I think
you're
right. Yeah.
I don't know whether it would be Paul McCartney.
With a last name like Hurts, I wonder if other teams are like intimidated by him. Like, oh, watch out, he hurts people, you know?
He's tough. You know, you think he's not very large for a football player, but he's very strong, and he's a great leader, too. So, yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, it is good. It's good to have that leadership, and he's physically, he's amazing. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm I'm going to look forward to this game Sunday. And actually, Amanda, you know, they're playing games over in England now. I don't know if you've had a chance to watch it.
Basically, darling, there's this massive football stadium in London called Tottenham Hotspur in South London. And basically, they recently updated the stadium, and apparently it's one of the most lavish in Europe. And they deals with you guys over there to come over and have the football games at that stadium. And it was amazing, actually, because I went for a private tour and I was watching how the pitch changed from, obviously, from a soccer field to the football field. And it's so incredible, the technology that they've got to do that. It was just absolutely stunning. And I went to the store that they have on site. And, of course, they were selling all the NFL gear. And it was very, very cool to see it in the UK.
Yeah, it draws a crowd. And you know, the thinking has been, you know, people have been asking why have they suddenly decided to do, I think it's two games a year now they do in the UK in London. And I think the reason people are saying, and this is just what I've heard, I don't know this to be fact or not, but that the NFL is looking to expand and actually put a team in London, an NFL team. But that would be so crazy regarding travel every week back and forth and the time change and everything else. I don't know why they would do that, but I'm sure it all, you know, why would they put a game, I guess, to attract the UK audience to this very popular US sport. I don't know.
I can only see that's the reason why they've made that deal to have them come over and play, to try and get an international audience as well as the US, because let's face it, it's a very valuable and high ranking money making sport. So to gain an international audience would be pretty incredible for them.
It would be. This Sunday, the Minnesota Vikings play the New Orleans Saints. I guess it's considered a home game for the Saints. It's Vikings at Saints, being done in London. That in California is at 6:30 in the morning.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. That would be kind of cool to get up at 6:30 and watch football. I've never done that.
Actually, people could probably tailgate, you know, just leave the bars and tailgate.
Yeah, right. That's a good one. You'd arrive at the game all happy at least, and nice and chilled.
And the Jaguars play the Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to just dominate the Jaguars. Jaguars are doing. They're also are they undefeated too? I believe. I think. I don't know. I'm pretty sure they are.
They're 2-1. They're close.
2-1. There we go. 2-1.
They're doing well. And it's the former coach of the Eagles.
It's now the coach of the Eagles.
Jaguars.
Yep, the guy who took Eagles to the Super Bowl. What's it? Pete Retzlaff? No, not Pete Retzlaff. John Peterson. Yeah. Where did I come up with Pete Retzlaff? Yeah. Who's Pete Retzlaff?
He was the commissioner, maybe. I don't know.
He's a quarterback. He was a quarterback for the Eagles in the 60s. How did I come up with his name?
Actually, you're right. Oh, my gosh, you are right. That's true. He was. He was. It's funny.
And Sonny Jurgensen, right?
And then he went
to. Oh God! Remember that team? Ted Brown, Ted Dean, Timmy Brown was it? I think it was Ted Dean, Sonny Jurgensen, that whole team back then. Yeah, I remember going to Franklin Field. I was a toddler at the time and watched football, and had become an Eagles fan. You know, live, breathe. I might get the names wrong, but hey, you know, I live and breathe Eagles green.
You're going back to Franklin Field, so that's some good football history. Good Philadelphia history.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very cool. I keep saying to Andy and Cornell that I don't really know much about. We call it American football because obviously football over here is soccer to you guys, so we have to label it as American football. So I don't really know a huge amount about it. Only the bits that I hear on the show. But it'd be cool to educate myself a little more of it because it is quite a cool sport. And Andrew, I'm sure you're aware that our version of that is rugby here in the UK. And we don't wear like the helmets and the protective gear. The boys literally just go out with a rugby shirt on, shorts, you know, the socks with, I'm sure they wear shin pads and stuff like that, and their football boots, and they get on with the game. But it's equally both as dangerous as the NFL. And so, yeah, they're played in very similar ways. You have to kick the ball over the H. And, yeah, it's fascinating. It'd be good, actually, to see what the differences are between rugby and football. But, yeah, I think it's pretty cool. And maybe that's why the NFL were like, okay, well, let's try and get more of an international audience, because obviously here in the UK, rugby is a huge deal, and we play a lot of people all over the world. There's various countries that come and play rugby. So I'm actually not aware of how many countries play rugby, but again, with with football there, I don't know how many. It's just the US, right, that plays the NFL.
Pretty much.
You haven't got other countries joining in.
Funny you mentioned pitch earlier, Amanda.
Yeah.
I am familiar with we call it soccer, before we used to call it football. But I've been watching Ted Lasso, and I've become a lot more and so when you talk about selling the sport, a show like Ted Lasso about American football in England would be pretty cool. You know, help to assimilate folks. To the sport.
Yeah, I think so.
I've learned a great deal. Really have, yeah. So I've learned a great deal about soccer and football from that show.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, all right, okay. Mm. That's cool. Love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah, I'm a soccer fan and a tennis fan. And another big sport here in the UK is cricket, but I've never been into that, to be honest. I find it so boring. Like India is one of the best countries in the world for cricket. They dominate when it comes to that. But tennis, yeah, massive fan. And like I said, soccer is just, yeah, it's one of the number one ruling sports in the UK. I think rugby may come second and then tennis. But Andrew, the UK citizens, when they travel to watch soccer games in Europe, they're known to have a bit of a reputation for drinking and causing trouble in those cities. So we don't have a good reputation when it comes to that, because yeah, people over here like their alcohol and they just get a bit carried away with the sport, and yes, they're very naughty.
That sounds like a Philadelphia fan.
Oh, you know, really?
It's a good reputation. We do. Yeah.
okay.
but that makes it fun.
I
wanted to say, Amanda, I have to actually have a 7 o'clock call, but I really appreciate the time to talk to you. Happy birthday! I'm a fellow Libra, so
you are.
Oh, good for you! Yeah.
I'm just really happy to call in and say hi and guys.
Thank you so much, darling. It's really made me smile coming on.
Speaking of Libra, this is really interesting. I just found this out a couple of days ago. My other wife, her high school boyfriend is September 23rd. My high school girlfriend was birthday September 23rd. Is that something? Is that coincidence or what?
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And think about it, really, you know. And I'm still friends with my high school girlfriend. She lives north of Europe in Santa Cruz, and we're still very much in touch. And we went together for 4 or 5 years, and we were first loves. I mean, 4 or 5 years in high school, you know, we started dating. We were 15, 14 years old and dated to like 20 almost, you know. And so we stayed in touch. You know, we went our own ways, and each had, you know, get married, have kids, all that kind of crap, but and so forth. Not crap, but you know what I'm saying. Well, our lives moved on, but we're still very good friends. So I called her to wish her happy birthday. Not September 23rd. My mistake. That's my mother's birthday. September 27th.
Oh.
You got to get all these little September 27th. But anyway, I just thought it was – then then Sue told me that, my high school boyfriend's was same birthday. I'm like, get out. That's what
– Wow.
Anyway, all Libras. Libras. A house of Libras.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Andrew, happy birthday to you, darling, whenever your birthday is. I'm not aware which day it is.
October 22nd. But
3 weeks
from tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, I'll be sure to wish you a happy birthday when it comes around.
Happy birthday.
I look forward to that. Thank you. Aww. Thank you so much, guys. I love you guys.
Darling. Love you too,
talk
darling.
You
thanks
too.
For coming on the show.
See you now.
Take
bye.
Care now, man. Thanks for
take
calling
care,
in.
Darling.
Appreciate it. Stay in touch for sure. Bye bye now.
Bless you.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
How kind of him to call in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hey, Lisa.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm on the sidelines.
Lisa, what's up?
Hurricane.
I'm just on the sidelines listening to the show.
The news.
I didn't want to interrupt with the other guest, because, you know.
Hurricane Ian storm surge completely destroyed some of Gilligan's Island and related to. Not,
oh,
what's
my
that
God, for real? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is Mary okay?
That must have been. Hey Andy, that must have been a good storm surge since Gilligan's Island in Hawaii.
I had a crush on Mary. Marianne.
Oh yeah, Marianne. She died. She passed away. She died. When she died? She
recently.
Died last year, I think, or year before. Recently,
yeah.
Yeah. No, there's no. Not the entire crew. Everybody's dead now, right?
Oh wow.
Yeah. No, wait, no, Ginger's still alive. I think, isn't Ginger still alive? I think Ginger's alive.
Oh.
I think.
Well, that's
where did she die? Huh.
How about Ginger?
I don't remember. I'm looking it up. Is Ginger still alive?
Ginger was
mad,
too.
No, Ginger is the last living Gilligan's Island castaway. Now she's 87 years old.
Wow.
And she's still on the island.
Oh, my Lord.
All by herself. She's still there trying to figure out how to get off.
Yeah, I can say.
Well, she's...
Wait a minute.
Amanda and I are so on the same... It's...
She's so far. It's crazy.
Amanda, you and I could probably do this show... You know, through telepathy, whatever you call it there. Without even, you know,
yeah.
Just, we are so, it's just unbelievable how, anyway.
Oh, yeah, I reckon we could. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah. Just sit right back and hear it, tale of a faithful trip. Yes. And now they change it. I'm gonna rewrite that song. It's going to be sit right back and hear it, tale of a faithful Trump.
Oh, yes, you to rewrite it. Like you did that other
yeah,
song,
you know
like
what I'm
hilarious,
saying?
In Vegas.
Yeah, it would be. That could be funny. Yeah, we
yeah.
look at that. We
yeah,
look
yeah,
at that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Recreate that. So
here's an interesting fact, Andy. Gilligan's Island, the beginning of it, you know, where the shipwreck is, was filmed in Hawaii.
Right.
Did you know that? Yeah, because I've been there and when I had a tour of... Yeah, it was filmed, the beginning where the shipwreck is up on the island, it was filmed in Hawaii, in Oahu. Yeah.
Was any of the others, was, and then the rest of the show, I guess, was done on a soundstage in Hollywood,
yeah,
I would think,
just,
I guess. Yeah.
Exactly. They just filmed the beginning there where they, you know, it opens up, you know, with a song and that was filmed in Hawaii.
Yeah, actually, the boat scene, we see the boat sailing away was in Marina Del Rey right here. And then the shipwreck was filmed in was it Maui? Was it Maui? I think or
it was in Oahu. Uh-huh. I think it was Kaneohe. I think that's where it was.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Because I had been to Hawaii twice, and when I went there the second time, they had said that's where it was filmed.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have a caller coming in line has a question. Let's find out. Let me hit the right button here. And, here's a frequent visitor to the show. You're welcome aboard here.
I have a question
here.
About
go
my
ahead.
Girlfriend. I hope you will ask me a question about yours.
Oh. What? Just trying to answer that one.
When I get one, I'll let you know.
Yeah, right? If I like it, and then get back to you.
Oh, Lord.
That's hilarious.
It is.
Oh, this has been such a fun show for me, guys. Seriously.
Always, you know. So I was going to ask you a question, but
Okay.
As usual, I don't remember what it was.
What you guys got planned for the weekend then? You guys like celebrating and enjoying yourselves or doing music or?
It's gonna be raining. We get the
what?
Back in.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah, if I don't blow away tomorrow, I might take the rowboat out. I might be able to go out here in my front yard.
Row,
I get
row,
the kayak
row,
out.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, guys. Since we've been on the air, it really has picked up. It's starting to scare me because I don't like. I have a lot of trees in my backyard, and that's not a good thing. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, no. So, yeah, the wind has picked up.
And this storm has just been horrific. I mean, this show, you know, we like to keep things light, but...
to think that it is a program that is serious, because after all, I have been an educator for 25 years,
mm-hmm.
but it's also entertaining.
Oh, that's
thank
wonderful.
And
you just scared her even more.
I just love to feel that like that. Yeah. Ooh.
That wind and the rain, and they say it's not a hurricane, but a
tropical storm.
Tropical storm, yeah. We'll see what happens.
Do they provide coconuts with the straws and everything so you can sit back and drink while you're watching it play out?
Hey, Margarita,
as long as
think?
I don't lose my electricity, I'll be fine. A friend just texted me. She doesn't live far from me, and she said she just lost her electricity. And she only lives like 3 miles from me.
Well,
so
Lisa,
I'm like,
I wish you all the best with that. Be safe there, man. I hope everything is okay. It's coming in your way. Just looking at a map here, it looks like it's headed right toward. You're in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, I'm in the middle, though, in Greensboro, like central North Carolina. But they said it is coming inland, and I don't like that. So
it says it's headed to Greensboro. It's going to take 95 and then go and then take a left off of into Greensboro.
It'll take a left to I-85 because I-85 is like a mile from my house. You know,
that's where it's going. That's what it says here.
Right up my alleyway.
Then it goes jump over the bridge.
We don't have any bridges here, Cornell. We're in the middle of the state.
Let me read it.
This isn't New York, you know. This isn't Philadelphia.
Yeah, right.
We don't have bridges here.
Oh man.
Well,
so
it says it says the headline is extremely dangerous conditions. Ian is unleashing off of Highway 85. Including catastrophic floods and life-threatening storm surges in Georgetown, South Africa, and not South Africa. Let me see what that is. Georgetown, South Carolina. I'm sorry, South Carolina. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
As a Category 1 hurricane diminished to a tropical storm, it's stunning everybody who watches it. Hmm.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of admire those storm chasers who go around, you know, filming all that kind of stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a crazy thing to do, but I can understand the buzz and the thrill of being able to capture on film all of the nature in its glory. In that sense, the intensity, how it works. I mean, it's good for research as well. Research purposes for various departments and things like that. But it is crazy how they put their life at risk like that. And
didn't they have a movie called Tornado or something like that? I mean,
Twister. They had one called Twister, right? That was an absolutely incredible movie. I loved that movie so much. It was so much fun.
That was insane.
Yeah, man. Lisa, I don't know, how many hours are you from the coast about? How many hours? Or
it's
how many
3
miles,
hours
how many
from
miles?
Here to Wilmington. Wilmington, it's about 200 miles, about 3 hours.
Okay, you should be right. It says the wind is picking up as it continues towards the Carolinas with winds of excess of 70 miles an hour as this thing has become a post-tropical cyclone and moves further inland into the Carolinas. It should be emphasized that just because Ian has become a post-tropical cyclone, that the danger is not over. The National Hurricane Center warned dangerous storm surge winds, flash flooding, and extremely high winds, flash winds, gusts are still in the forecast. So be careful there, Lisa. Remember,
tornadoes can spawn off of the hurricanes. People don't realize that, but tornadoes can spawn off of it.
Yeah, yeah, that's a movie where sharks can too. They have shark tornadoes.
Sharks. Don't see me swim. One of them can fly, and I
saw a movie. It was a movie I saw.
Yeah.
All right.
Andy. All joking aside, the winds are probably at 35 miles an hour right now, and that's pretty fast. I mean, it's kicking up, so hopefully I don't lose power overnight.
I just found out on the news it's coming with a Benetton umbrella, too, so you might get lucky.
Yeah, Lisa, you can always do a Mary Poppins, get your umbrella, right, you know, and see where it
takes you. There you go. Oh, believe me, I'm not even opening my front door because, I'm afraid something might fly in. Might get a cow flying in here or whatever. You don't know.
Something, you know?
Toto might show up, eh?
Oh, even worse, Wicked Witch.
Oh, my Lord, no. Yeah, Halloween's right around the corner, so we don't want to be opening no doors.
Exactly. Yeah. As long as she might be off to see the wizard. She might have changed, you know? Anything's possible. Had a midlife crisis and thought, I'm going to change my path in life. I'm going to go see the wizard, see what that's all about, grow, get some coffee, drink some Coda beer.
There you go.
I see the wizard every time I drink Jack Daniel.
Oh, my Lord.
Roughly how much? Just the first sip or after a couple of glasses?
Well, I don't know. I'll be what's the wizard?
Oh, excellent. Oh, I meant to say, actually, it was in the news the other day that Sharon Osbourne had come over from the US to line up to see the Queen's coffin come through. I didn't know that until, I think it was yesterday or before, something like that. Meant to say.
Yeah, I think I've seen a report on that too. That was interesting.
Yeah, David Beckham was like, he was queuing for 12 hours to see the Queen's coffin. There was a few celebrities kind of spread about the public that were queuing for that, which is pretty incredible. Anyway, we've had enough of all the talk about that side of things, but I just wanted to bring it up. It just, for some reason, reminded me of Sharon Osbourne. I don't know why. Real random one.
So, hey, Cornell. Cornell there?
He's drinking his Jack Daniels. Leave him alone. He's drinking his Jack Daniels.
Do you have a special drink? Let me rephrase that. Do you have a special drink you're preparing for the weekend?
Oh, yes. I'm lemonade and vodka with a twist of lemon juice.
Ooh.
And Amanda, I'm going to have a drink to toast your birthday. What should I make? You name it. I'm going to either buy it if I don't have it or make it here. What should it be?
You know my answer, darling. Margarita all the way.
Okay. Margarita it is. I'm going to do it and toast to you.
Unless you're feeling a bit lavish and get some champagne, that will be different.
Whatever you say is what I'm going to do. So margarita.
You can spoil me and yourself and have some champagne.
Okay, what kind of champagne? Rosé, a dry, a brut? What do you like?
I do like the rosé, definitely. And I'm not so keen on the dry.
Okay, rosé. Rosé, I'm going
to...
You
got to send her a juice. You got to send her some juice.
I'm going to...
In a carton.
I'm going to have some rosé champagne and toast to Amanda and wishing her all the best for a wonderful happy year, a great year. It should be a good year for the show, guys. You know, girls, guys.
I feel it's going to be. I think we all feel it.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I just thought of something earlier.
Okay.
The gender, they, you know, you could talk about somebody, not just a he, she, but a they. I just thought of something this morning. I forget what it was, but I was saying something to somebody. I don't remember what it was exactly. But I do remember referring to one person, and I figured, you know what, I'm going to join the crowd here. And I said, aren't they going to Trader Joe's? Or I think that's what it was. Are they going to go to Trader Joe's? Meaning it would have been a woman who's going to Trader Joe's. But I said they. So if you heard me say that, if you heard me say, are they going to Trader Joe's, wouldn't you think that I meant a group of people that are going to Trader Joe's, not a person?
To be honest, I would say yes. But in all honesty, the word they gets used quite often for an individual here in this country. I hear many people refer to one person as they. And I guess that's part of the norm for me hearing that. So, yeah, the answer is both, Andy, you know.
Because
technically speaking, they refers to more than one.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. What I would think. They would be a group to me, but that's just me.
I agree with you. And I agree. We've talked about this before on the show, but it just occurred to me this morning when I said that, that I want to just get your opinion on the show. Hey, we have another caller coming in. Let's see who this is. Push the right button, and here we go. You're on the Andy and Amanda show on Amanda's birthday special. Who do we have the pleasure of having on board? Hello?
Hello?
It's my Bella.
Is this Bella?
Bella's called into the show.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday, my beautiful baby.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday,
that is
my
so beautiful. Thank you so much, my darling. Oh, my God. That's like one of the best surprises. I could never get you on the show, and now you're like, you're here wishing me a happy birthday.
Because it's a very, very, very special day.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetheart. Everybody, meet Bella. My Bella.
Hey, Bella. Welcome aboard.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Isabel.
Great
how
to
are
have you?
You
on board.
It's White Italian,
I'm doing great.
You know?
I just want to come by and say happy birthday to my beautiful baby. Is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. You bet. You bet. You bet.
You want to say happy
yes,
birthday?
Great to have you.
Oh.
The crowd's going crazy. Bella joined the show. Wonderful.
No,
yes.
She's so, so special.
And I just want to let you know that you deserve all the love in this world. Every second of your life. You're an amazing, beautiful soul.
Since
I met you, I saw your light. You're beautiful, inside out. Never, ever forget that, my sweetie pie. Thank you for being my light, my BBF. SF?
Oh, yes, because we were best friends before. Yeah.
My best friends, absolutely. And I am very happy that you're here in this place, in everyone's light. I love you so much. And I wish
I love you
the best always and forever.
No, that is, you can make me cry.
I'm dirty crying. Talking about.
Oh, she's just, you're amazing, darling. Thank you so much. I love you too.
I love her too. I love her. I love her too.
You love her too. wait a minute. She's got such a beautiful voice, hasn't she? Her accent is adorable.
She does. Yeah, Belle, you have a beautiful voice. You ever think about a career in radio?
What?
A career.
You ever think about a career in radio, sweetheart?
I'm already nervous.
Oh.
Hey, Belle, you don't sound nervous. You're doing a great job.
Oh, yes, because I'm programmed. It took me an hour to decide what was the best moment to come in, and I was like, I better hurry up or let me get a chance.
Oh, bless you, darling. You know, you could have called in earlier, honestly. It's been one hell of a show. I like, this is just incredible, having everybody I love and care about, you know, just calling in and speaking and hanging out with me on this show is just beautiful. You guys. Because
yeah.
we love you.
Yeah. You deserve it. We love you.
You be a bet, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Much. I'm actually getting
absolutely.
I'm going to send a picture
of a Tesla to Amanda for her birthday.
Yes. You know, and I will I will meditate on it and manifest it, you know.
And wind up with a Chevy.
Yeah, right. Hey, hang on a minute. Are you dissing my manifestation skills?
No.
Oh my goodness. Oh, this is amazing. Thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart. It means the world to me.
You're very welcome, my love.
You gotta pack your ranks.
Thank you everyone for allowing me.
Hey, Bella, quick question. How's the weather? How's the weather where you are in Mexico? How's the weather there?
How's the weather here in Mexico? Well, at the moment, I'm in San Francisco, and the weather is very nice. It's not that
nice.
Hot as I usually experience. The weather here is awful. It's very similar to Houston. And, oh, my God, it's very nice at the moment. Yes.
Mm.
And by the way, Mr. Kimball, thank you so much for allowing me to come to this moment.
Aww.
Well, a pleasure, Bella. Great to we've heard so much about you, and I know Amanda was over there for quite a while in Mexico, and it's great to finally have the pleasure of meeting you, at least on the show, you know, on here. And
yes.
And thank you so much for calling in. And what a surprise, and especially Amanda's birthday show. So,
I'm surprised.
Thank you
very much.
I'm
surprised.
Yeah, we're
all surprised. This is so amazing. The boys have been saying for the longest time, you've got to get Bella on the show. You've got to get her on the show.
Yeah, we have.
Yep.
I'm like, no. She's too shy.
The star here is you.
Oh,
you are the star.
No. Yeah. We're all stars.
I love you very much.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetie pie. I can imagine our listeners now going, oh, my goodness, listen to this love. The love on the air. In the airlines. Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you, babe. Honestly, that's amazing. I can't
thank
really.
You, everyone. Thank you, my love. You don't need to thank me. You know how much I love you.
I do. Yes, I do. Here we go. Love is tiff on the air.
Thank you so much,
Mr. Campbell,
really.
Mr. Cornell, Miss Amanda.
Hey, what's up?
Thank you so
You're
much
welcome.
For joining me at this moment.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone. You guys are amazing. I love
you
so much, everyone.
Love you too.
I'm sure you're fine. Okay. I'm just being very busy, but soon you will have me all over. You'll see.
Ooh.
Oh, that would be so great.
Ooh. Oh, I like
that. That would be so great.
Margaritas
yes.
for everyone. Margaritas, everyone.
There
thank
we go.
You.
She's going to make us margaritas. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Homemade margaritas.
Yeah,
so, oh, my God, yeah. Yeah.
All night.
She's so good at them, seriously. I just, like, I fell in love with them because of her, so I'm thankful for that.
Mm.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, my darling.
Awesome.
Well, thank you again, Judy Pye. Have a beautiful birthday moment in
thank
your show
you.
with Andy and Bex. And Lisa, are you still there, correct?
I'm still here, bud. I'm still here.
There you go.
The storm didn't blow me away yet, but I'm waiting for like midnight. You know, I'm in the middle of the storm, so we'll see what happens.
Row your boat gently down the street. No, I'm just so...
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, the storm.
You know, hurricanes are nothing to joke with, for real. You know that.
Yeah.
You've been in hurricane situations.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been in training in Delaware now. Real
yeah,
bad.
I think Bella's been in a bad storm situation, haven't you, sweetie?
I did in 2007, I believe, or 2008 in Houston. There was a hurricane.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was a bad one. That was real bad. That was a horrible one, actually. I remember that.
Yes. Yes, it was horrible.
I did something really dumb during a hurricane. I had a sailing yacht in New Jersey on the shore, and I forget what the name of the hurricane was, but I heard it coming. And I figured, well, I'm going to go down and be on my boat because if anything, because it's tied up in a marina, and if anything happens to the pilings, which it's secured to, I want to be able to undo the boat and take the boat out to sea. You know, at least I'm better floating on the water than the person.
I'm not going on that boat ride.
So I went down on my boat, and the wind is howling. I mean, you could hear it howling, and the boat is going over on its side in the slip. In other words, it's still secured in the slip, but it's going way over on its side. And I'm inside the cabin, inside the boat, and I started thinking to myself, was this a good idea?
Oh, my.
I wrote it out.
Andy,
I wrote it out.
How many margaritas did you have before you did that?
I think it was about 12. I think it was something else. It was something else, man. And I'll never forget, because I think really if the boat, you know, if the pilings, you know, let loose, or if the boat came out of the, you know, somehow got unsecured, that I could at least start the engine and at least, you know, go ahead and float on out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I could just see these winds picking up this boat with Andy on it, like he's holding the margarita, like, cheers, everyone.
You mean my margaritas?
Yeah, he never dropped that.
I know.
You wouldn't have to start the engine, Andy. You wouldn't need the engine.
No. As a matter of fact, you know, I started saying it. You know, they say that a hurricane, when it comes along, it sounds like a train. So I picked up my guitar, and I started, the storm blowing and everything. So I picked up my guitar, and I started singing. I got a recording of, I brought down my little Walkman recording thing, and I plugged it in, and I picked up my guitar, and I started playing. I'm trying to download what I played.
Train.
Yeah, here it is.
Freight train, freight train, run so fast. Freight train.
Yeah, so, I'd like that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. Train.
Going so fast.
Oh.
Yeah. No, that was actually Elizabeth Cotton who wrote the song Freight Train. That was recorded when she was about 90-some years old. I tell you, when the first Philadelphia Folk Festival, big, huge folk concert outside of Philadelphia, I've been to many and performed at many since. The first one I ever went to, Elizabeth, and I was a pilot at the time. I was flying airplanes and had no idea I'd ever be performing on stage there someday.
Yeah.
But Elizabeth Cotton, who was 96 at the time, played the festival. And she came out, she was wheeled out, and she played Freight Train, you know, 96 years old, and she's there playing. And she got stuck on the line, Freight Train, Freight Train. She kept singing over and over again. So her mother came out. Her mother had to come out and kind of coax her along. To continue on with the show, you know, the song, you know, it was really something. Wait, did I say her mother? That wasn't her mother.
Yes,
it was
a mother must have been 190, huh?
That was her daughter. I'm sorry, her daughter, not her mother. Her daughter came out. Her mother, yeah. And her daughter came out and you know, kind of coached her along the rest of the show. But man, and they had, you know, screens on to the side of the stage where the camera kind of focused in on the stage. Or just, you know, she was Elizabeth Cotton. Just to look her up. Everybody should Google Wikipedia Elizabeth Cotton and see where she came from and her music and her background and what a folk icon she was. And of course, the song Freight Train is sometimes, you know, emerging guitar players quite often, Freight Train is the first song they learn, the first finger picking song they learn quite often. So it's a, anyway.
Oh, wow.
Here on the Andy DeManier Show. Yes.
Bella, are you still there, darling?
I'm still here, sweetie.
Okay, I didn't know if you were gone or you're about to leave or what the situation was. We got just a couple of minutes left on the show. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and my goodness gracious. Mm-mm-mm. And I wanted to play a song for Bella, if I can find it.
Oh, you're going to play a song for Bella?
Yeah, if I can find it. Though.
Wow.
I got to find it first. I got to find it. Wait, let me find it. Well, give me a second. Damn.
No.
Response. No.
Oh.
I'm sure.
I don't know if I have it. I'm excited.
What's that
on it? Oh, someone.
Oh, I know. And it's full of surprises. It could be anything. Brace yourself.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Damn. Do I have it here? I think I do. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do-do. No, it's not it. Anyway, I was trying to cue up a song here, especially for Bella, and I just can't, you know, it's like Murphy's Law, you know, I just can't find it. Damn. But anyway, you guys don't let me stop you. We have a couple minutes left.
I'm so intrigued to know what this song is. That's just, you know, you've piqued our interest.
Wait a minute.
Is there a way to watch the past in real time? Like, say, the ancient Egyptians?
No.
What?
That's
not it.
That was Darth Vader. That couldn't have been it.
Darth Vader.
Oh, that's neat too. No, I ain't though. I can go through the whole library here. Wouldn't you know it? Anyway.
Aww.
All right. Especially for Bella, I had a tune for when Bella ever came on the show. And wouldn't you know my luck? Wouldn't you know my a special song just for Bella?
Ah, he's full of shit.
No, seriously.
Very so kind. Muchas gracias.
It's a thought that counts. You know, damn. Oh well. Mm.
It is the thought that counts, Andy. We appreciate it.
Oh well. This is Amanda's birthday show, and we had some great callers. Fun time, fun show, Amanda. Again, we do wish you a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful year. And just know, every day of the year, you're always surrounded by love and just people who care so much about you and your well being and your success and your happiness. And we do all wish you so much. We do.
Oh, thank you so much.
Amen.
That's right. Bravo. Bravo.
We're a
happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Love it.
Beautiful.
I know, right? Wow. Well, I just want to thank you, boys, because we are a team. For making this show an extra special one for me and, you know, ending my 42nd year in style been something. Thank you so, so much, guys. I love and adore you.
You're welcome.
I got something to say. And I bet we've been knowing each other for almost 20 years. I want to say you love you. Happy birthday. You're my little sister forever. So, you know.
Aww. Awesome. You're going to make me cry. Thank you, darling. I love you too, bro. Always.
No.
Always.
Always.
And happy birthday to you, Amanda. My best buddy in England. I love you. To the moon and back.
Thank you, darling. I love you too. I appreciate it. Thank you for being here and helping to make this a special night to remember.
Just before I blow away, I just wanted to tell you that.
You be careful, darling.
Yeah, please be careful. Please be careful.
Yes. Just as the great President Woodrow Wilson or Eisenhower, whichever one said, and I'll reiterate,
because this is a day that will live in symphony. Is that what it was? No, a day will live
infamy.
In
infamy.
Infamy.
Infinity. I mean, yeah.
I found the song.
Infamy, Andy, not infancy.
I thought it was symphony. It's not symphony.
It's not symphony. It's not infancy. It's infamy. Oh my God, Andy, you're too funny.
I've got this, Bella. This is for you, Bella. This is a special song for me.
Oh, here's your song, Bella.
I found it.
Okay,
this
okay,
is for
okay.
Bella.
I'm ready.
Woo. Here we go.
Woo.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
I'm already dancing.
Oh, yeah. Ya no puede caminar porque no tiene, porque le falta.
Yes.
Marihuana que fumar.
Yay. Yeah. Yeah.
Ya no puede caminar. Marihuana que fumar.
Ooh.
I love it.
Oh,
yes. Look at him now.
Puede caminar. Marihuana que fumar.
Ya no puede caminar. Porque no tiene, porque le falta.
Porque le falta. Marihuana que fumar.
Yes. Isn't this a love song for cockroaches or something?
A love song for cockroaches.
Papilla.
I already got my sombrero on.
Up
you.
Woo.
Woo. My tequila shot.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, tequila.
Sure,
now you're, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll talk.
We'll have some tequila with you. With this song, I'm already on. Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Andy, that's hilarious.
I love it. Oh, yeah. This is one of my favorite tunes. I knew when I heard Bella, I'm thinking to myself, I've got to do this for Bella. This is got to do something to Bella here.
Oh, bless. You know, it's funny, Bella, that Andy was playing this a lot when I was in Mexico. It was so hilarious when I got on the show, and this was awesome.
I do remember.
You remember? Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Happy
I was
day.
The one was making you margarita.
That's true. Yes, you were. She was so
thank
good.
Thank you so
I'm
much
on the
for
show.
That song.
I might even put this on my next album. What do you think of that idea?
Yes, I absolutely think
so. All right, Pat.
What do you think, Bella? Do you think he should put it on his next album?
She's thinking.
Do you think Andy should put that song on his next album?
If there's a prosecution of Donald Trump for mishandling classified information.
Well, thank you. Next, wait till Monday, would you please? Yeah. Yeah.
What's your answer?
Cielito lindo.
Pardon?
How much cielito lindo vere?
Very
strong. Bella.
Oh, okay.
Bella's fluent in Spanish. I'm gonna say something to Bella in Spanish. So I took it in high school, and I remember this. So I'll say this to Bella in Spanish. Here we go. Oui, monsieur. Parlez-vous. How you say parlez-vous hispana? Oui. How am I doing so far?
Bonjour. Yeah, you weren't talking French, darling.
Oh, oui. Wrong language?
Muy bien, gracias.
Muy bien. Yep, thank you. Oh, yeah. Buenas noches. Duce?
Noches.
Buenas noches.
Hermana.
Mira, ¿cómo está? ¿Cómo está? Mira, mira cómo está.
Ooh, yeah. Yes. I forget that Cornell can speak a bit of Spanish. Yeah.
There we go.
Mr. Cornell, ¿cómo está, Mr. Cornell?
Bien, bien.
Sí.
Sí.
Yes.
¿Listo?
Hey, we're going to get the... We're going to get booted off here if we don't... We're going to get booted off because they got to do a new... they got to start something
new. A new political regime is planned.
Yes. Oh, so we got to... Yeah. So.
Okay, I guess we got to go. Yeah, I'm straight.
We got to go.
Pushing it.
Happy
again.
Birthday.
Thank
yeah,
you,
happy
my
birthday,
lovely.
Babes. Really,
good night,
birthday.
Everybody. I'm going to head out. Before
okay.
The window
right. Stay
away.
Safe, Lisa.
Stay safe.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Take
care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, love.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye, Lisa. Well, here, I got to go too. I thank
all
you,
right.
Everyone. Why?
Take care. Really appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, Bella, join us anytime.
Now
that you see that we don't bite, it's great to have you here, and feel free to call in anytime. You're great, great to
thank
have
you
on.
Thank you so much.
Really. All the very
I
best.
I love you so much, guys, and you are the best. I love the show, and I'm going to be
thank
hearing
you.
The show more often because I'm going to be very close to my city bike.
Yes.
I'll see you soon.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And,
all the best.
Yes. And, I'll be hearing you more often, and thank you so much. The best for everyone. I hope that the life give us opportunity to meet soon.
Yes.
Thank you.
In person.
You too.
That's the plan.
Thanks.
We hope to all meet soon.
Take care, Bella. Thanks very much for joining the show.
Thank you,
thank
sweetie.
You so much. Bye-bye, Susie. I
love
you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, darling.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Aww.
Adios.
Adios.
Bye bye now. Adios. Buenas noches.
Ooh.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, you did.
Buenas noches. Okay,
buenas,
here we go.
Buenas noches.
Yeah, something like that. Buenas noches.
Oh, that was so cool. Guys, thank you so much for making the show. Wow.
What a great time. What a great time. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I forget what I was going to say. I know we got to get out of here. We're probably, at this point, you know, we're still on. I can't believe they say this on. And we're upgrading our Blog Talk Radio program starting October 1st, which I think is, when is that? Tomorrow. Hey, you know something,
yes.
Guys, real quick?
What's that?
Today is the third year anniversary. I picked up my Tesla 3 years ago today.
No way. What
wow.
3 years. Yeah, 3 years today. Yeah, maybe we'll go outside and wash it.
Oh, well, wish your Tesla a happy birthday from me.
Yeah, thank you. Three years ago today. Hey, that's really cool how my Tesla's birthday and your birthday are the same, Amanda. That really, that even joins us further together.
Oh, there we go. You see?
You know?
Right.
The universe is incredible.
It really is. Yes.
It
really
cool.
Is.
I share the same birthday as a car.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's so cool.
Happy birthday,
wow.
To you, sweetheart, and much love, and we'll see everybody on Monday, right, for another internet radio adventure.
Absolutely.
On the Andy Manning Show.
Just try stopping
that means,
us.
Yeah, you know, get us home, I guess. Have a good weekend, Amanda. It's all yours. See
okay.
You later.
Well, firstly, thank you to each and every one of you for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it and spending your time here with me on my birthday. And always showing love and support. And so on behalf of the amazing co-host that I have, Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, my amazing bro, Cornell Butler in Delaware, you know, I love you, bro. Thank you so much. And thank you to all our guests that called in, Andrew, Lisa, you know, thank you for making my birthday special. And to my baby for surprising me coming on the show. Guys, have an amazing weekend and enjoy yourself. Be safe, and we hope to have you join us again on Monday's show. All the best.
Oh, just
yeah.
Thank you. Just what I thought we were going. We have one more caller to buzz in real quick with a
ooh.
Question or okay. Somebody going. Why you try to buzz in? We try.
Who cares how old you are? It's how you feel, how you look.
Thanks.
Yeah. There we go.
I'm working on
you.
It.
Here we go. Here we go. Yeah.
Oh, that's great advice. Yes. Thank you very much. I'll carry that with me always.
See? All right. All the time.
Yes.
All right, guys. We'll see you later. All the very best. And I think we'll play some music here, which as we exit our show for today, September 30th, 2022. It's now October 1 in the UK and whatever time it is in your end of the world. Have a great weekend, folks. See you on Monday on the next Andy and the Men Show. Take care.
Yeah, baby. Bye.